I live 1,600 miles away from my family. Birthdays, national recognition, random hilarious group texts, and impromptu video chats are the only connections I maintain outside of my annual pilgrimage home. Festive as it can be, I am often guilty about its frequency. I feel like I should connect more. I feel like I should visit more. I feel like I should be following societal directives more for reasons I have yet to understand. I, however, do not. I use the excuse, no news is good news, or we're all busy, to justify the rate at which I contact my loved ones. Truthfully, this excuse is rooted in a fear of awkward silence and small talk. More truthfully, that excuse is rooted in an even deeper fear of not knowing my own family. Yet, when we do connect, my fears abate. I feel like our family is a group of close friends. Each of us don't really have a lot of other people we even consider close friends. We've always had one another. We always will. When it comes to other close friends, I can only speak for myself. I know, for a fact, my family has some incredible support systems made clear to me this very week. Even with these amazing people we consider family, our actual family continues to be bold enough to ask the hard questions, safe enough to answer truthfully, and vulnerable enough to cry together at a random Japanese restaurant. Maybe it is because we are all we ever had growing up. I feel this type of openness only comes with the highs and lows of a lifetime together. No one we meet will ever share the triumph and turmoil us seven, plus our dog, have shared. And no amount of time away will tarnish these treasures I call friendships. I still need to call more. What prevents you from connecting more with those you love most? Here's to the work of relationships.